Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
A Nebraska football scrimmaged over the weekend. Time for takes. Big scrimmage overreaction here on 1620 The Zone. All right. So let's see what came out of it, Josh.
Okay.
Why don't we take a quick look? Let's look at the at Nebraska football at the account formerly known as at Husker FB underscore Nation, which is now just at Husker Football. Thank God. So there was a video that was tweeted 15 hours ago. Took him a while to get the video out from Saturday. So here's the only recognition of the scrimmage that we have. Now, by the way, they'll do media availability tomorrow. There's an open portion of practice tomorrow, so you get more stuff tomorrow. But right now, all we have is the 21 seconds.
Oh.
So let me just narrate it second by second. All right? Here's what we got. We got guy walking into practice. There's a throw by Heinrich Harburg. Okay, 2-second timestamp. Throw by Heinrich Harburg. The ball is caught. Looked like by Ramir Johnson. All right, on to second number three. Second number three features Heinrich Harburg throwing it again to a different wide receiver. Couldn't tell which one. Then somebody ran. Then Emmett Johnson started juking people. Ooh. Then there was slow-mo Emmett Johnson. And then there was Daniel Kalen. He threw a pass. That was at the 8-second mark. Somebody caught it. And then there's Daniel Kalen throwing another pass. That one looked like it was a touchdown. And then at the 15-second mark, Dylon Raiola looked like he kind of stepped up into the pocket and made a throw on the run.
Ooh.
It was caught by a man.
Wow, a man.
And then it ended. That's it. That's the video. Josh, takes.
Just one throw from Dylon, huh?
One throw from Dylon, but two from the other two quarterbacks. I think we should read into it.
Dylon's came last.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think that means? He's the closer. Nebraska's going to have a 3-quarterback system this year, and they're going to use Dylon to be the 4th-quarter guy?
Definitely. You want to save everyone's elbows.
I like that. It's a good idea. Prevent those quarterbacks from getting Tommy John, like all the baseball pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my point. All that we got from the highlight of the scrimmage was the 22nd, and each of the three quarterbacks making nice throws, completed throws, at least one. And so they're very, like, I'll give Matt Rhule credit for, like, he's very aware of what people are talking about. And he's very aware that people like to overreact to stuff, too. And so if you put Dylon and only Dylon in the highlight video, then people make assumptions off of that. If you put Danny and only Danny in the highlight video, then people make assumptions off of that. If you put Heinrich and only Heinrich in the highlight video, then people are going to be like, what the hell? What's going on? No offense, but that would probably have happened. So let me say this. I genuinely appreciate how, and listen to the inflection in which I say this. I appreciate how this team and this coaching staff, it is spring. I will remind you that it is April 15th. It is spring ball. They are just trying to practice. They're not saying anything about anything. They're not making any statements about anything. They're not saying what they're going to do this year. They're not saying who's going to win what position battle. You want to know why? Because those things aren't decided in spring ball. I know we care about spring ball because we're weird, right? And it's something to talk about. And there are stories within this team. Like, I am interested in each of the three quarterbacks individually. I'm specifically interested in one of the quarterbacks individually.
But Dylon.
This and what they do will factor in to the conversation as they break for summer and as they come back for the fall? Absolutely. I'm not trying to tell you that it doesn't matter. But what I am trying to tell you is that I'm really pretty sick and tired of doing the position battle thing every single day. Like, this guy looks like he's ahead in the position battle. Well, guess what? It's April 15th. And it doesn't matter. And so they're just practicing. And that's what you hear from the coaching staff. We are, like, we are literally just practicing. We are trying to get better at what we do. We're trying to perfect some things. The defense has its own thing because they're trying to take a step up from last year with a lot of the same personnel that they had. And obviously there are position battles to be had and there are position battles to be won on this team. But you don't win position battles in April. You don't. You could have things that apply to a position battle. You could put yourself in position to be in position come fall camp or in the summer in a leadership position. It's good to get the experience for especially these freshman quarterbacks like Daniel Kalen and Dylan Raiola. But I just think it's so refreshing. I think it is refreshing as hell that they are just practicing. And there's not all these statements about stuff and where they're going to be and what they're going to do. And they'll still get asked the question. And Matt Rhule, every single time, is, you know, when it comes up, the idea of like, hey, how good are you going to be this year? He always tells a story, the anecdote all the time about how people ask him, is like, hey, are you going to go to a bowl game this year? He's like, I don't know, man. Give me a break. I'm just trying to practice. I don't know. We're just trying to get better. Like, that is how you do it. That is absolutely correct. And if by virtue, like, if as a result of that, we all kind of calm down about spring ball a little bit, I think that is a healthy, healthy piece to what's going on here. Like, we don't have to be talking about daily who's winning what position battle. It's stupid. It's pointless. And I appreciate that the staff understands that as well. They know that. Like, the players should be approaching it as if they're battling every single day, and they are. But you don't, like, to use the, I always use the semester and the test analogy as if it's school or something like that. Like, every spring practice, as we look at it over a portion of over a calendar year, every spring practice is not it's not a test. It's not even a quiz. Like, the tests are, you only get 12 tests, 12 regular season tests. And if you're lucky, you get a 13th. And if you're really lucky, you get a 14th. If you're really, really lucky, you get 15, 16, right? Or 17, I guess, this year, whatever it might be. Like, you only get that many tests. Those are the tests. We have little quizzes in the meantime, and those are probably practices in the fall. I don't know what these are. These are just assignments. They're just doing the assignments. They are getting better at getting better. That is what Nebraska football is emanating right now. That's what they're telling me. It's so refreshing. They're not talking about how good they're going to be. They're not talking about where they lack depth or whether this and that and this and that in position battles. It's just they're working with what they have and they're getting better. And I think that you know, theoretically, they're getting better, I guess. They're getting better at getting better. They're working on getting better. And I think that idea kind of resonates throughout the state. I mean, the way we talk about Nebraska football and also, you know, the team as well. Like, I just think it shapes the way they talk about it on it. Because if you're focused on getting better every day, getting better at getting better, and you're not focused on simply winning a position battle, that's great. Like, then you're not trying to cheat your way to whatever you're just getting better, right? You're just getting better. If you're good at Photoshop, are you just good at Photoshop, or are you just good, or are you actually good at the overarching like photo editing? I think you just figured out Photoshop. Like, you've just figured out how to take the test. You've just figured out how to take the quizzes. What their goal is to not get them to figure out how to take the quizzes and the tests. It's to be good at that, right? It's to be, like, if you're a baseball player, are we getting good at baseball? Or are we getting good at, there's probably no way to do it for baseball because it's such a day-to-day thing. You know, one specific part of it. It is a very all-encompassing, like, all-together type of thing. And I think that's really healthy for practices that, let's face it, just aren't that important. They're important for them in the sense that they are practices. Like, for us and how we think about them, it's just they're not. And so what you want to see at the end of it, after practicing 15 times over a span of, you know, 4 weeks, is that they are better and they feel better, or at least they have more information to set them up to feel better in the fall. This is all sort of the lead up to that, right? Because those are when the tests are. That's what they got. And so I appreciate their the way that they talk about spring ball. I do. I appreciate the way the image that they're portraying to us. Here it is. It's practice. We are not giving you any bait, any sort of red meat whatsoever on who, what quarterback is doing what and who we're highlighting and who we're not highlighting. It's just, here it is, because this is something that we do.
But how'd the O-line look?
Doesn't matter.
Ooh, no. Freshman quarterback back there? You're going to want a good O-line.
Yeah, you are. In the fall.
Going to need it.
You will. In the fall. That's for sure. Right now, they're working on it. Like, if a coach came out, whoever's talking tomorrow came out and they were like, yeah, we probably need some work there. That's fine.
That's fine.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah, we probably need some work at this spot. We need to figure out this. We need to figure out that. Good. You have several more practices left in spring ball, and you have fall camp all, you have summer, and you have fall camp all ahead of you. And this is just giving you, this is arming you with the information that you need to prepare for those tests. It's like the preamble to the preamble.
No sloganeering.
This is not the test. Just remember that. Mike Schaefer is next. We'll talk with him about a couple new recruits into the class. We get an email, by the way, from John.
Hi, John.
I think we can and should infer from the highlight video that Dylan is not ready to be the starter and will be redshirting this season.
No!
Damn it. He's right. All right, Mike Schaefer's next on the Connor Harper Show on 1620 The Zone.